Hey, thanks for joining us on The Journey Devotions. I hope you had a great Christmas and you're looking forward to a blessed new year. Hey, we started 2022 together. I don't know if you remember this. We were looking at the names of God when we started 2022. And what I want to do is kind of bookend the year. I want to do the same thing at the end of the year, keeping our focus on looking forward as we look at the names of God. Remember, the names of God demonstrate the truth of God, who He is. So let's start with Matthew chapter 1, 20 and 21. But after Joseph had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." In the Old Testament, the name was Yahweh. That was God's intimate name. The name Yahweh explained that God desired to enter into a personal relationship with man. In the New Testament, the personal name for God is Jesus. The name Jesus, or Jesus in Greek, comes from the Hebrew word Yahshua, translated Joshua in English Bibles, and that name Jesus is tied to the God's Old Testament name because it means, you ready? Jesus means Yahweh saves, or Yahweh is salvation. Have you ever considered God to be kind of distant? Maybe as you end this year, He's kind of distant, kind of like the stars He created. Or have you ever felt God to be a stern disciplinarian, ready to punish you when you say something or do something you shouldn't say or do? If you believe God is out of reach, or if He's a God that just wants to punish you, then reconsider the name Jesus. Jesus showed us that God is not distant. Jesus came to earth to reveal the Father. He became a man, lived among us, offered grace and forgiveness. He came to seek and save those who were lost. Jesus voluntarily went to the cross to die for your sins and mine, to pay sin's penalty as our substitute. He provided the way, the only way, to have a relationship with God. Jesus is indeed the Lord saves. As you enter a new year, remember, Jesus is our Savior. And keep that as the focal point of your heart and your mind. Father, I pray for any person who does not know Jesus as the Lord saves, as their Savior. I pray that you will open their heart to trust in Jesus alone as their personal Savior, as the only one who can forgive their sins and place them into an eternal relationship with you. I thank you, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if we can pray for you as you end this year, if you'd like for us to pray for you, email us at ronmoore@ronmoore.org. Ronmoore@ronmoore.org.